Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. And I'm Some Guy.
I am the Bugman. And I have to say that's the smoothest intro we have done in a while.
I did it in my announcer voice.
You nailed it. You nailed it. And all of a sudden, we're kind of under a lot of pressure for a good intro because so everybody knows we're on tour right now, doing podcasts from different locales, trying to get different experience. So we stop by the 7-Eleven here where we're at. This guy, Frank, walks up. Sweetest guy you'll ever meet. He doesn't smell great, but he's nice. And who are we to judge? He brings us into his house. He says, look, I've got this garage sale going on. Once it's over, though, y'all are free to record in my house. Just come. It may not be Mikey Jordan's place, but you're welcome here.
Yeah.
And so we're like, Frank, that's great. Let's go. So we load up. We're there. And then he just mentions to us a minute ago, oh, by the way, this is Kurt Cobain's old garage that you're sitting in right now.
You guys, Kurt Cobain. I mean, here we are in Aberdeen, Washington, having no idea. Like, you know, I mean, it's everybody knows this is where Kurt Cobain's from. But we're not thinking, we'll find the dude that lives in his house right now. But
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're just, like you said, I mean, when's the last time you went to a gas station and met the guy who lives where Kurt Cobain used to live?
Like, where
they wrote all that music that people listened to in the 90s, you know, like the one song that everybody likes.
That the only one that they ever really.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know,
they drowned that baby for the album cover. Remember, for the dollar.
Is that supposed to make me feel a certain way? I don't really.
No, but I think that's why they lost their record deal.
Yeah, that's pretty intense, honestly.
I think that's why they lost the record deal.
I think you're supposed to feel grungy for listening to their stuff, but that makes me feel something different than grungy. So anyway, if this show
but
is
Frank
good
is
or not,
clean.
It all yeah we can
good
thank
guy.
Frank
good guy
he's a great guy. So anyway, so as we're that this brings us to our question. So as we're driving around in Washington, in our hometowns, anywhere. You're most certainly going to find a laundromat. And we are philanthropists. We may not be financially philanthropists, but we're intellectually.
Right.
We want to give to the community.
And so the question, knowledge, want to deliver that to everybody.
Exactly. Yep. So this week we want to ask, how can I help my local laundromat?
Yeah. How can we be of service?
Exactly. The laundromat is the cornerstone of every community. So we need to be more creative in finding ways to help them, to help them grow and expand.
Yep. Now listen, everywhere we've been, we look at Michael Jordan and his neighborhood, laundromat.
Yep.
Okay.
Laundromat.
He hangs out there. He cleans his shoes there. It's a great place for him. Sesame Street, laundromat. They have a laundromat, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a place where people gather, where they congregate, and where, you know, it's where like the local town news gets shared. Sometimes by word of mouth, sometimes just by seeing how dirty somebody's clothes got, and you kind of I know where you've been.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
Like that sort of thing. But we really need to think about how we can preserve the local laundromat. Everybody's saying, you know, the world's getting older and things are going away, like you're losing your local newspaper and this and that and the other. But listen, I'm going to tell you, one thing we cannot get rid of is the local laundromat.
Laundromat, yeah. It's so important. So I've got some ideas. I've been thinking about it a while. Staying here at Frank's, taking it easy. I've got some ideas.
Good
Everything,
guy that Frank.
Frank is such a great guy. So everything nowadays, like some guy said, is going towards a community in person, an experience that I think the laundromat has been missing for a while.
Yes,
is elbow grease and hard work. No one really knows how to do anything anymore.
Right.
It's that old example of you know, you eat a hamburger, but you have no idea where the meat comes from, the whole process. I'd like to apply that thought, those thought, that thought process to clean clothes.
Yeah.
Let's go back. Let's take out the electricity. Instead of like a lit sign outside and a bright parking lot, let's just have like candlelight sconces everywhere. Mm-hmm. Lighting the way. You've got straw on the floor. There's no washing machines. There's only big tubs that you have like hand cranked devices that actually clean the clothes.
An artisanal laundromat. Yes.
Thank you.
Listen, these belong on every street.
Right.
All right. At least every neighborhood, every city needs to have something like this. It's you know, it's almost like a museum. It's a place you could go and figure out, you know, how you're supposed to wash your clothes.
How you're supposed to wash clothes. You know? Exactly.
And then on top of that, there's like, you know, there could be like an activity center where here you go. You're washing your clothes with the way Americans did for hundreds of years. And then you've got your washing machine or something, you know, something to that effect where it'll do the whole job for you and you can just sit there with your quarters and, you know, be lazy or whatever. But I'm sure with the manual stuff, they've even got clotheslines you can hang your stuff on, let it dry outside. Yes,
exactly.
That's an experience. Now,
yeah, it's an experience. You can even make the soap that you use to wash it with.
Yeah.
Now, granted, are your clothes going to hold up to the washing process? No, they're not. You're going to ruin every piece of clothing that you bring in there.
Right.
Is the lye soap going to be good for your skin? No, of course it's not. It's harsh in every sense of the word, but you're going to build relationships mm-hmm. with the people around you that's on the washboard or the washboard, depending on where you're from, getting your shirts washed in there.
Horsing your clothes.
Horsing your clothes. I mean, you got to get in there.
Yeah.
Don't listen to your doctor who says, look, this soap is not good for your skin. Your clothes are not. Don't listen to him.
Bugman, are you my doctor? Because that's what he's telling me.
Nah, don't listen to
him. I'm serious. It's like the man's trying to get me to quit going to the laundromat.
Nah, you need to take a prescription from Bugman and go to the laundromat and wash your own clothes.
I'm just saying. I mean, listen, nothing soothes like the smell of lye soap. Like if you just want to, you want to clean your clothes, clean your hands, and open your sinuses, you get in there and get to work with the lye soap.
Yes.
And brother, you'll not regret it. You'll not regret it.
No,
your doctor will be feeding you some misinformation about it here shortly. But let me just tell you, your hands, your clothes, and your nostrils will thank you for putting in the hard work. You know.
Yep.
Now I'm thinking of ways like how do we promote the laundromat? Like how do we get the word out with the laundromat? And it's in my opinion, I think we do it one way that combines what we all love, and that is laundromats and social media.
Okay.
Specifically, let's talk about Facebook. Okay.
Okay.
Laundromats and Facebook. Now, I've got this idea, and I'm working this out with my local guy, right? My local laundromat guy, and he's kind of mulling it over, but we're talking about him hiring a social media director and, you know, kind of getting some things out there that people can really latch on to and make the laundromat sort of a family experience or a community growing experience, you know?
Of course, yeah.
What I'm thinking is we do a weekly promotion where if people can prove that they have aired their dirty laundry on social media, then we will give them free washes, right? We'll give them free washes during the week. Now, drying costs extra.
Yeah.
You know, you can come wash your clothes for free, perhaps with the washboard, you know, and with the crank. But drying, if you want to dry, even using our clotheslines, that'll cost you. But you air your dirty laundry on Facebook. Now, listen, this is something that so many people in our community are already doing.
Yep.
Right? They're already doing this. You know, you want to talk about You want to talk about what your mother-in-law did, what your mother-in-law said, how your mother-in-law doesn't like the way you do your laundry. Well, guess what?
Yes.
Put that on Facebook. Just put that on Facebook and, you know, print that off if you you got a printer or bring your phone in and just show us and we'll say, hey, here's some tokens, you know, free washes. Now, who wouldn't be in to getting the privilege of going to the laundromat for some free washes?
Yep. For something that you're already doing.
Yeah.
Like you said, you're not going out of your way to do this thing. It's already something that's a part of your life.
Right.
Putting things on social media that no one else wants to see is already
that
an
no one
integral
should see.
That no one should see.
Right.
Is already a big portion of what your life is right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you got this. Go on any Facebook, and you're going to see it. There's a whole list of things. That's why you keep scrolling. There's a mountain of information you don't care about.
Right.
Okay. And in that mountain, there are gold mines of people posting things that shouldn't be there. They don't belong. Yeah. But this gives those items a purpose. All right. Yep. Your sister stole your boyfriend. Well, great. Put it on Facebook and call her out and then come down to the laundromat and get some free washes.
Yep,
okay?
That's right.
Like, you know, you got a bone to pick with the city mayor because they came and said that, you know, the larva growing on your dog's back is just not up to code. They're going to have to take your dogs from you. Listen, put that on Facebook and we will give you free washes. Tell you what, bring your dog. We can wash the dog too. We'll figure this out. You know, we'll work out a deal with the mayor. We're gonna have you helped out if you'll just put your dirty laundry on Facebook, prove it to us, and come down here for some free tokens. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, exactly. So what is your real life experience with laundromats?
Well, my real life experience is, you know, I used them somewhat in college, and you're sort of in a forced area I got to do my laundry and the only washing machines are just down the hall. So you kind of have to use them, but they don't have the experience that we're talking about. You know what I mean? Like all the landscaping and the washboards and the crank. That crank, you know, you don't get that at the college dorm room, but you know, what you do get at the local laundromat is you get conversation with folks that you're never going to meet anywhere else.
No,
like,
community.
Like, hey, man, I'm over here doing my delicates, and you're over there doing a outfit. Looks like you probably committed a crime in. And let's talk. You know,
let's
about break
it.
Bread. Like, we're both going to be here for an hour at the least.
That's right.
You know, we're possibly two, and you know, maybe let's just. How's your day going? You know what I mean?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm for it. Let's do it.
Every laundromat I've ever been to, that's what people want to do. Wash their clothes and talk to other people, meet some nice folks.
Yeah, get to know one another.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
I'm for it. Let's get a petition going. Let's get this thing happening.
This is how we can help the local laundromat.
Yep. Let's do it. They deserve it.
Now listen, we're talking about organizing. We're talking about getting the message out there, speaking the good word. We got some folks this week that they want to share the same type of ideas, the real go-getters out there, and they want to help sponsor some guy in the Bug Man, and here's what they have to say. We're gonna leave them to it.
This episode of Some Guy in the Bug Man Figure Things Out is brought to you by The Weather Channel. The Weather Channel would like to remind you when performing your monthly rain dance, you should be thirsty. This ensures the best results. May your day be filled with weather.
And we're back. Folks, what a message it was.
What a message. I'm touched.
The weather is the real deal, let me just tell you. And you've got to pay attention. Right? Well, now let's go to our listener questions. Let's take a minute to hear from the people. You
all
have submitted your questions. and we are here to answer them. Now, if you're wondering about how you can submit a question to the show, you can do so on our Patreon if you are a patron. We make a post there each week where you can just kind of put comments and ask a question there. You can also just anytime hit us up on Twitter, at SomeBugMan on Twitter, or either of our personal Twitter accounts. Or you can send an email to somebugman@gmail.com, and I promise I will try to check it. Now, we didn't get a ton of questions this week.
No.
But we did get one that I think really affects a lot of us. And
yeah.
I want to thank my mom and sister for having this conversation and saying, you know what? We need to dig deeper. We need to go to the experts. Let's have some guy in the Bug Man answer this.
Yeah.
I'm eternally grateful. So, here we go. They set up and then they have a question. It says, Krispy Kreme has Oreo donuts. Sonic has Oreo waffle cone. And, apparently now, fried Oreos. Didn't know this.
Fried Oreos, people. Yeah. This just in, breaking news.
Pretty soon, it's going to be little balls of ketchup. They're going to freeze balls of ketchup and then put batter around the ketchup and just dip that in the fryer.
Yeah.
I'll be selling that to you. But right now, they have fried Oreos. The question needing answering is, if Oreo milk is developed, do we still dunk Oreo cookies? Or even the Oreo donuts? It appears that Oreo may be becoming the new pumpkin spice. Thank you to my mom and sister for bringing up what I think is a very important conversation.
Yeah, I do too. And I think, you know, pumpkin spice, as important as it is, I think you can more closely relate it to like cranberry. Cranberry is in everything and has been for a long time.
Yep.
Like you can find cran banana, cran apple, cran grape, cranberry sauce, just the OG, you know. So I think I can relate to maybe comparing it to cranberry a little bit better. Now, I think the real, as important as a question that is, it's easier for me to think about it if I change it up and say, how much, the real question is, how much milk to cookie ratio must there be? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, because we got to invent this.
Yeah.
Like, it hasn't happened just yet. So, you know, maybe we help them along here. We've got milk, we got Oreo. What's the proper balance to where you get an Oreo milk where you're going to think, I don't need the Oreos anymore.
Yeah,
I can just drink this and we're settled. Like, it's all great, you know?
Ugh,
and I'm kind of thinking, you know, when your ice cream melts, your Oreo ice cream, and you finish a bowl right down there at the bottom, you know, you got some like white with speckles. Right, and I'm thinking you're going to have to go a little more hardcore than that because I want to be able to taste it. You know, I want to think whatever's going in my mouth right now is definitely Oreo, not, oh, there's little dirt specks.
So right.
You start putting enough Oreo in there where you end up with kind of like a somewhat solid but mostly liquid that if you just pat it right on the top, you see little waves, almost like you're putting down a new thing of concrete. You know what I mean?
But not ripples.
Yeah.
Like it's just kind of jello jiggling a little bit.
Like you get enough milk and enough Oreo to create an Oreo sludge.
Like a sludge or a goop.
And not a slush, a sludge. Right?
Yes.
Where you could pick that thing up and it's mostly solid, but then it just starts dripping off of your hand and just you know, you're slopping it down on the table like some old cafeteria mashed potatoes that's mixed with too much gravy. Like just, you just putting that down?
It would still have to be crunchy as well.
Does it?
Because it's kind of a, I feel like when you dip your cookie into the milk, like crunchy.
Yeah.
Sort of.
It is crunchy. It is crunchy somewhat. I'm just thinking maybe we let the Oreos soak in there long enough that there's no, all the crunchy is gone, and all you have, like, you could just open your mouth and just let it slide down.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there are tubes. Just get a tube and just kind of let it slough right on down. And then you'd have it. And then I don't think, you know, once you have that consistency, to answer the question, once you have the consistency where it's just what we're inventing, it's like Oreos for old folks home.
Yeah.
Like for a senior citizen's home, like they want Oreos too. This is a need now.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, why haven't we done this already? We are depriving our family members who cannot chew the flavor of a real Oreo. Like,
are we talking about pudding? Like, is it,
no,
is it, def-
no, I'm talking about something with some real texture.
Gotcha.
You know, okay. Not just,
yeah.
Now pudding is something you could put in a squeeze bottle and you're pretty sure it's going to come out consistently. I'm talking about something you put this in a squeeze bottle and it's just going to, you know, you squeeze it, it's going to shoot out, but then it's like mostly solid.
Yes. Gotcha. You know,
I think that's a difference. But this, to answer the question, I think you get to this kind of consistency between the Oreo and the milk, and then you don't need the Oreos.
It
depends on how you look at it. You either don't need the Oreos, you don't need the milk. You've invented a new product.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there's... I don't know what you call it. What do you call that? Oreilk or Morios?
Morios. Mm-hmm. I like Morios.
Mm-hmm.
Meorios.
Meorialk or something like that.
Meorialk. Yeah, that's like an elf in Lord of the Rings or something.
Once you get your Meorialk quotient down correctly, you can ditch the Oreos.
Yeah. There is no milk and there is no Oreo. There is only Meorialk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we should trademark that because that's coming. That's going to be a thing,
right.
I think.
Muriolk, the sludge Muriolk. That you need.
The sludge that you crave.
Mm. That, I believe, is the answer to that question.
Oh my gosh.
I hope that helps to our listeners. And again, submit your questions to Twitter, to Patreon, to somebugman@gmail.com. Just search for us on them internets and we will find you. Hope to get more questions in the future.
Thanks, Mom.
Now listen, that's two that I believe we've got figured out.
Yeah.
Two.
Nailed it. Nailed them both.
What was our, what did we talk about today?
How can I help my local laundromat?
Yes.
Laundromat.
Yes. Listen, I bought some Muriolk sludge and it got all over my clothes.
Right.
Now where do I go? Son,
and I'm gonna say
down to the artisanal laundromat.
Yes. And I'm thinking, like, picture in your head a horse stable that could also double as a place I could wash my clothes.
Just ideas.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ideas just coming. Oh my gosh, folks. Listen, if you or someone you know likes clean clothes, if you like community, if you like Muriolk sludge, this is the show for you. It is the show for them. Share this with everybody you know. I'm telling you, we're getting to a world where there doesn't need to be another flavor. There doesn't need to be another kind of stain. Oreo will take care of that for you, and the artisanal laundromat will get it right back out so you can go back out there, jump right back into a vat of Oreo sludge, and have yourself a big heap and help and drink of that.
Thanks, Muriolk.
Yeah. If we've done your figuring for you this time or any time, please consider supporting us on Patreon or just like and share and love us like we love you. Link to our website and everything is all down in the show notes, and you can find me at SomeBugman on Twitter.
You can find me at Bugman_ Bradley.
I guess that's actually where you can find the show. You can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter, and the show at SomeBugman, and him at Bugman_Bradley, and all of us on planet Earth. Thank you, and good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.